From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news from Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government is accelerating the completion of 54 derivative regulation of the job creation law, consisting of 49 government's regulation and 5 presidential's regulation, to encourage job creation and ease of doing business. Coordinating Minister for the Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, said in Jakarta on Sunday that the government opened and provided space for the public to provide inputs and aspiration for compilation through written statement, emphasizing that the government has since the beginning opened and provided 4 main channels for the wider community to provide inputs and convey aspiration. The 4 main channels are through the Aspiration Absorption Team, or TSA, Aspiration Absorptions Events, and through official letters to the Coordinating Ministry for the Economic Affairs and related ministries or institutions. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fishery anticipates the impact of various natural disasters that have occurred in a number of areas by providing protection through a fisheries insurance program for small fish cultivators. This was conveyed by Director General of Aquaculture at KKP, Slamet Supiakto, in a press release in Jakarta on Sunday. His side is taking tactical steps by providing protection for affected cultivators through a fisheries insurance program for small fish cultivators, or APPIK. He added that the number of areas affected by natural disasters such as floods in South Kalimantan and earthquakes in West Sulawesi had an impact on the economic losses incurred by fish farmers. In this regard, the KKP noted that at least 52 farmers had failed insurance claims worth 328.5 million rupiah. Meanwhile, those affected include the affected cultivation area of 62.53 hectares. As a tactical step, his side will encourage affected farmers to make insurance claims. Currently, his site has recorded a number of proposed claims which will be verified by the team. Slamet also explained that the APPIK program is a form of government presence to provide business protection for small fish farmers. The Indonesian embassy in Havana is exploring collaboration in the field of research with the Cuban think tank as part of strengthening relations between the Indonesian and Cuban people in various fields. A written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Havana on Sunday stated that Indonesian Ambassador Nana Yuliana, in a meeting with Director of Center for International Political Research, Centro de Investigaciones de Política Internacional, or CIPI, Adalberto Augusto Ronda Varona, emphasized her intention to realize CIPI cooperation with other research institutes in Indonesia. These efforts are part of the vision of strengthening relations of both countries through the 4P vision, namely politics, trade promotion, tourism and investment, as well as the inter-community relation and the protection of Indonesian citizens. Ambassador Nana also remarked that the relationship between Indonesia and Cuba, which has entered the age of 61 on January 22, 2021, should be used as a momentum and opportunity to increase Indonesia-Cuba cooperation in various fields. Let's move on to the international news. Britain's government is attempting to recover from the country's COVID-battered economy as ministers direct their attention to trying to restore growth for businesses hit hard by the pandemic. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Finance Minister Rishi Sunak are on course to spend £280 billion of public money in the current financial year to support jobs and businesses. The Finance Ministry and Cabinet Office were working on a recovery plan that the government would provide a long-term blueprint that is likely to mean high state spending for a decade. Sunak would use his March 3 budget to extend government relief, including to furlough job protection scheme, business support loans, cuts in value-added tax, and perhaps the cut to stamp duty on property purchases, which is due to expire at the end of March, until the virus is under control. The Australian city of Perth was ordered into lockdown on Sunday after a security guard working in hotel quarantine tested positive for COVID-19, ending the country's longest coronavirus-free run. Western Australia's state premier, Mark McGowan, said, from Sunday evening until Friday, people in the city of 2 million must stay home, except for essential work, healthcare, grocery shopping, or exercise, with visits to hospitals and nursing homes banned. Restaurants, cafes, and cinemas were ordered shut in Perth, and surrounding areas were ordered shut, while a scheduled return from summer school holidays was extended by a week after the security guard returned a positive test late on Saturday. Germany's military will send medical staff and equipment to Portugal, where space in hospital intensive care units is running out after a surge in coronavirus infection, the Defense Ministry in Berlin said on Sunday. Portugal, which said on Saturday that only 7 of 850 ICU beds set up for COVID-19 cases on its mainland were vacant, had asked the German government for help. German magazine Spiegel said that military plan to send 27 doctors and paramedics to Portugal, who were initially supposed to remain there for 3 weeks, as well as stationary and mobile ventilators and field beds for patients. Iran has hosted the political leader of Afghanistan's Taliban during the past week, offering Tehran's own help as a mediator in peace talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government that have become stalled in Qatar. Shiite Muslims Iran has been a foe of the hardline Sunni Muslim Taliban for decades, but has been openly meeting with Taliban leaders for the past few years as the United States has started negotiating the exit of its troops from Afghanistan. Iran supports an inclusive Afghan government that will include all ethnic groups and sects. Taliban spokesman Mohammad Naeem said on Twitter that the meetings had taken place in a good atmosphere. That was the news. a small group of people who view vaccine as a threat and are against it. They are known as the anti-vaccine group or anti-vaxxer. Since the COVID-19 pandemic emerged, vaccine have been said to be the most powerful tool to protect someone from transmitting the virus. Basically, vaccines are substances that are intentionally made to stimulate the formation of immunity from certain diseases. Vaccination keeps the body protected from disease threats. However, unfortunately, some people just don't believe it. Instead of believing in the efficacy of vaccine to increase immunity, they actually believe that vaccine are a new threat to the body with various new disease. One of the important variables in the success of COVID-19 vaccine coverage is public acceptance of the vaccination that have been started in Indonesia. The more people who are willing to be vaccinated, the greater the coverage is. Yet, a survey by the Indonesian Ministry of Health, WHO, and UNICEF, conducted in November 2020 with more than 112,000 respondents, indicated that only 64.8% were willing to be vaccinated. Others, 7.6% strongly rejected the COVID vaccination, and 27.6% said they don't know. What efforts can be made to reduce the number of vaccine rejections or ignorance of vaccine? The government has brought about some regulation. There are even imprisonment and fines that will be imposed for those who refuse vaccines. But the most important thing, of course, is building awareness and providing information to the public to get support and willingness to receive vaccine. It is better if the government is more careful and patient in observing community groups. There are non-formal leaders whose role can be maximized to explain to the public what the benefits of vaccines are and how they affect the conditions of safety and health together. Open discussion can also be held in the media, though limited, given the pandemic situation, of course. These kinds of things are likely to be more effective in providing understanding to the public than sanction imprisonment or fines, which, although referring to the law, might cause a reaction of resistance. That was commentary. Today in history, we'll start with the event on February 1, 1979, when Ayatollah Khomeini returned to Iran. Sayyid Ruhullah Mousavi Khomeini, or well-known Ayatollah Khomeini, is a religious leader, philosopher, revolutionary, and politician of Iran's Shiite Muslims. He is the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the leader of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, which saw the overthrow of the monarch Pahlavi and Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, Shah of Iran. After the revolution, Khomeini became the supreme leader of the country, a position created in the Constitution of the Islamic Republic as the highest political and religious authority in the country, which he held until his death. On February 1, 1979, Ayatollah Ruhullah Khomeini returned to Iran after 14 years in political exile. On April 1, 1979, he founded the Islamic Republic of Iran. Next was in 2003 when the Columbia shuttle exploded. The space shuttle Columbia of the United States exploded in the air as it landed at Kennedy Space Center Station, Florida, USA on February 1, 2003. 7 Columbia astronaut crews were killed. Officials of the American National Space Agency, NASA, said that the accident occurred when the 1981 made plane was at an altitude of 60,000 feet from the Earth, which a speed of 20,000 kilometers per hour. Before exploding, this aircraft had just completed its 28th mission after taking off on January 16, 2003. Throughout its history, Columbia has made 28 flights. Last event was in 2005 when Nepal's King Gyanendra staged a coup. King Gyanendra has dissolved the government, declared a law of emergency and isolated Nepal from the international community by cutting off all communications. However, King Gyanendra denied that he carried out a coup. He said he was dissolving the government of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba for failing to hold election and ending a Maoist rebellion that killed thousands of people. Meanwhile, King Gyanendra's action to take power in Nepal received worldwide concern. The United States said it was very worried about the deterioration of democracy in Nepal. That was Today in History. Hingga lampu dipadamkan, ku tak terlelap, ku terjaga, kau yang ku pikirkan. Terlintas satu pertanyaan, 24 jam sejak pagi hingga malam. Benarkah ini cinta atau rasa penasaran? Dan ku ingin kau menjawab semua misteri hati dan berikan ku sebuah tanda. Kau sudi tinggal di hati ini. Hingga mentari terangi setiap sudut di kamar. Terpaku pada ekspektasi 24 jam sejak pagi hingga malam. Benarkah ini cinta atau rasa penasaran?
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian state oil company PT Pertamina and the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation and the presence of Indonesian state-owned enterprises abroad. The memorandum of understanding was signed by the President Director of PT Pertamina, Nico Widiawati, and the Secretary General of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Cecep Herawan, in Jakarta on Thursday, January 28. The signing was witnessed by State-owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir. In his remarks, Minister Erick Thohir expressed his hope that through cooperation with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Pertamina cooperation with other countries could be increased, especially to improve the energy supply chain to build Indonesia energy security in the future. According to Erick Thohir, in this case, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is expected to be able to assist Pertamina in establishing cooperation with various countries, especially in the geopolitical and legal aspects, so that the cooperation that is built does not pose a risk that Indonesia does not want, because these countries must have other interests that can change policies at any time. Erick Thohir hopes that other state-owned enterprises can follow the steps taken by Pertamina to expand its role in the international market. Currently, there are at least 83 branches and subsidiaries of 17 Indonesian companies spread across 26 countries. The value of outbound investment for state-owned enterprises around the world reached $17.5 billion. Regarding this cooperation on a separate occasion, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is ready to support state-owned enterprises go global and seeks to advance Pertamina's outbound investment strategy in the Middle East, South and Central Asia, and Africa. This is in line with the priority of strengthening Indonesia's economic diplomacy, particularly in the exploration and development of potential non-traditional markets. That was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bahagia bersama.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Parai Tenggiri Beach is a tourism object at Sungai Liat District in Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Province. Precisely, the beach is located at Sinar Baru Village that has a distance of 40 kilometers from Depati Amir Airport, Bangka, and around 30 kilometers in north of Pangkal Pinang City. The beach has flat land with small waves. It is the mainstay beach in Bangka Belitung. Because Parai Tenggiri Beach has small waves, and visitors can calmly swim in there. Besides, the visitors can do other activities such as fishing and snorkeling. If you are curious with the beauty of its undersea, you can dive to enjoy an undersea scenery at the beach. If you have a snorkeling hobby but you do not bring your own snorkeling equipment, you do not have to worry because at the beach area there is snorkeling and diving equipment rental, including service of both and guide. At Parai Tenggiri Beach, you can also do water sports such as jet ski, parasailing, and banana boats which can trigger your adrenaline. Like other beaches, of course, Parai Tenggiri Beach also has white sand. Interestingly, its seawater is Tosca green. Various shapes and sizes of stones which are spread out along the beach which add the beauty of Parai Tenggiri Beach. To go to Parai Tenggiri Beach, you can begin your trip from Depati Amir Airport of Bangka by renting a car, 250,000 rupiah. You can also use public transportation from Pangkal Pinang to Sungai Liat. Arriving at Sungai Liat, you can continue your trip by motor pedicab or bentor to Parai Tenggiri Beach. To enter the beach, you must buy an entrance ticket, 50,000 rupiah per person. If you want to stay at night at the beach, you can stay at a hotel surrounding the beach.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door and masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
is it fight, absurdity when I'm with you? One plus one isn't always two. But without you here by my side, the brightest days are dark like night. And it's just so when you're likewise. So baby, let us make things right. Stop the silly fight. Baby, you don't have to go.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is di tempat pemungutan suara, which means at the polling station. So stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about di tempat pemungutan suara, which means at the polling station. Kevin and Rama are walking on the sidewalk.
Pukul berapa sekarang?
Sekarang pukul 8 pagi.
Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini?
Tentu saja, aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today, namely, di tempat pemungutan suara, which means at the polling station. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Pukul berapa sekarang? Pukul berapa sekarang? Which means, what time is it? Sekarang pukul 8 pagi. Sekarang pukul 8 pagi. Which means it's 8 a.m. Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini? Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini? Which means, will you vote today? Tentu saja, which means, of course. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti, which means I will go to the polling station later at 9. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti, which means I will go to the polling station later. Nanti, nanti, which means later. The adverb of time is used to explain when something is happening. In the dialogue, Kevin asks if Rama will take part in the voting. Then Rama answers, tentu saja, which means of course. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti, which means I will go to the polling station later at 9. The word nanti, nanti, which means later in the sentence, is an adverb of time. The word refers to the future, which is at 9 a.m. If it is used without more complete information about the time, it will be like tentu saja, which means of course. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti. Aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara nanti, which means I will go to the polling station later. The word nanti, nanti, which means later, refers to the time, but we don't know what time it is. The adverb of time can be used to refer past time too. For example, kemarin Rama ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara. Kemarin Rama ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara, which means yesterday Rama took part in the voting. The word kemarin, kemarin, which means yesterday, is an adverb of time. Besides, it also refers to the event which is happening. For example, saat ini Rama sedang ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara. Saat ini Rama sedang ikut serta dalam pemungutan suara, which means now Rama is taking part in the voting. The word saat ini, which means now, is an adverb of time. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pukul berapa sekarang?
Sekarang pukul 8 pagi.
Apakah kamu akan ikut pemungutan suara hari ini?
Tentu saja, aku akan ke tempat pemungutan suara pukul 9 nanti.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Ingin
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, this is Rahma. I'm going to present a song entitled Keroncong Asli by Ismanto, who is also a composer of this song. The song with the title Keroncong Asli has also been performed by other Indonesian singers. This song tells how artists create beautiful beats and songs. On a lonely night, melodious rhythms are created and played melodiously. That is how artists work while entertaining the heart. Well, listener, here is Ismanto with the song entitled Keroncong Asli. Happy listening!
Berindu sayu lagu nyala keroncong as. Di alunan melodi kita budaya seni penyair dan lagu semua asik menggubah suasana alam menjadi citra. Itulah harapan praseni untuk menghibur hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here comes angel.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.